This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm Taylor. A simple Twitter interaction caused serious ripples through the body of Christ this month, as Bible teacher Beth Moore voiced her opinion that women should be able to preach in church, in direct contrast to existing Southern Baptist policy. Find out more after this break. This episode is brought to you by the ebook Revelatory Combat by Ryan LaStrange. Revelatory Combat is a concise look into the prophetic ministry and the partnership between prophets and apostles. It provides clarity for the battle facing the church in this hour. Ryan LaStrange and Charisma Magazine are proud to offer you a year-long subscription of Charisma Magazine, as well as a download of Revelatory Combat for only $20. If you'd like to take part in this offer, be sure to visit combat.charismamag.com or call 1-800-749-6500 and mention the word combat. Beth Moore is well known and beloved in Southern Baptist circles as a powerful Bible teacher and best-selling author. But in the lead-up to Mother's Day, Moore was the center of controversy when she vocalized her belief that women are able to preach to men in church. Existing Southern Baptist policy states that women cannot be pastors, though local churches remain free to determine their own individual stances. A 1984 resolution, which has never been overturned, declared that women could not hold offices like pastor that require ordination. The SBC's official FAQ page still reads today, while both men and women are gifted for service in the church, the office of pastor is limited to men as qualified by Scripture. However, Moore seemed to be in violation of that policy when she revealed on Twitter that she was preaching the Mother's Day sermon at an unidentified Southern Baptist church. Almost immediately, several theologians and bloggers issued rebukes of any SBC church that would allow a woman to preach to men. One such theologian was Owen Strachan, director of the Midwestern Baptist Theological Seminary, who published the blog post Divine Order in a Chaotic Age on Women Preaching on Patheos. In the post, Strachan said that while women had an important role to play in the body of Christ, what the Lord loves most from women is motherhood, wifely submission to her husband, and training up children to know Christ. And regardless of her marital status or giftings, no woman should preach or teach at church services. In response, Moore wrote on Twitter, "Owen, I am going to say this with as much respect and as much self-restraint as I can possibly muster. I would be terrified to be a woman you'd approve of, and I would have wasted 40 years of my life encouraging women to come to know and love Jesus through the study of Scripture." She then went on to clarify and elaborate her position through a series of tweets condemning the practice of preventing women from teaching, not as a scriptural one, but as one often based on power, misogyny, and abuse in Southern Baptist circles. However, she also clarified that she was not referring to all complementarians, many of whom she respects and loves while still disagreeing, but that she was specifically calling out sexism deeply embedded within the denomination's leaders. The thread went viral, with several leaders within the body of Christ, including Pastor Andy Stanley, recommending Moore's remarks to their followers and commending her prophetic spirit. Please pray for Beth Moore and the Southern Baptist Convention as it weighs this controversial subject within the body of Christ. And to read more stories like this, visit charismanews.com. Thanks for listening to the Charisma News Podcast, one story, well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com or check out the podcast every weekday.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.